Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us yet on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Jeremy Alder, the founder of College Consensus, which provides the most accurate and comprehensive ranking of a school's reputation and quality available anywhere. Sounds like some interesting stuff here. And Mr. Alder, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. I'm really glad to be here.
And we're equally glad to have you out with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details here. So tell us, walk us through, if you would, your journey starting College Consensus. What was the most challenging thing starting your company and building your brand to kick things off here today?
Okay. Yeah, well, before starting College Consensus, I had worked as a freelance education writer for a few different websites and publications, and I had noticed just an explosion of different college rankings and review sites on the web, many of them which, to be honest, were not very good, not very helpful, had poor methodologies, or just seemed a little bit scammy, to be honest. So I started thinking about ways to improve on that. I'm a big fan of movies, and one of my favorite movie websites is RottenTomatoes.com, which, as you probably know, aggregates movie reviews and comes up with their tomato score for each movie, which is kind of the average review score from all the reviewers out there. And so I started thinking, what if we did something like that for college rankings, and just took all of the best, most credible and respected college rankings out there and combined them, and then did the same with all of the student reviews of colleges that were out on the web. And so that was the original idea. The hardest thing about getting the website up and running is just dealing with the enormous amount of data. There's so many different ranking and review sites out there. And so we had to kind of go through all of those and figure out a way of deciding which ones were worth using in our own system, and then gathering all that data and then combining it. And it was a big task, and we went through a number of programmers who would help start on the project and then either become overwhelmed by it or couldn't really figure out how to kind of do the back end work that I don't really know how to do. But we eventually found one, and we launched the site in 2017. And it's been great. So far, we've had a great response from users and from schools who see a lot of value in the kind of rankings that we do.
I got to tell you, Jeremy, that's quite creative, and hats off to you for what you've been able to accomplish through College Consensus so far. Tell us also, what makes College Consensus different from other college rankings?
Yeah, well, like I said, we aggregate the results of all of the best and most respected ranking systems already out there. And so we're the only site that does that. And the advantage of that is that each different college ranking has its own unique methodology, its own unique way of determining what about colleges they're going to measure, and then how they're going to weight each one of those factors, like, say, student-to-teacher ratio, tuition costs, graduation rates, that kind of thing. And so each ranking system has its own idiosyncrasy, which is why a school will sometimes rank quite different in one ranking system to another. And so by bringing all of these systems together, aggregating them, and basically averaging them out, we kind of smooth over those idiosyncrasies and give prospective students a snapshot of where their school stands with all of the ranking systems. And then if they want to dig deeper on our site, they can find out how their school does in each one of the ranking systems out there individually. So that's what's unique about us. It's we're kind of a one-stop shop for college rankings and reviews. So if you're researching colleges, save you a lot of time, I think, and offer you a good start, at least a good starting point for your search.
Yeah, it certainly sounds like a great place to start for sure. Also, what do you think is one area of improvement looking at the U.S. education system? What do you think is one area of improvement we should prioritize for the U.S. education system?
And cost is still such a barrier to so many students. You know, so many students graduate with just enormous amounts of student loan debt end up spending the first few decades of their life just trying to pay off the debt that they accrued. And so to me, that's without a doubt where we need to start is bringing costs down and making sure that, you know, that if a student, you know, pursues the American dream and goes and gets a four-year education, and then goes into the job market, that they aren't hamstringed by an enormous debt load that, you know, can keep them from doing things like buying a house or starting a family or starting a business. You know, it's really hard to do when you're starting already in the hole so significantly. So I really think cost in reducing student debt should be a major focus.
Yeah, glad you brought that up. That certainly is an issue that needs to be prioritized within the U.S. education system. Good information there today. We're joined by Mr. Jeremy Alder, the founder of College Consensus, which provides the most accurate and comprehensive ranking of a school's reputation and quality available anywhere here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, shifting gears just a little bit, Jeremy, who is your biggest inspiration and why?
I think I'd have to say my dad. My dad is an entrepreneur. He started out building lawn furniture and in porch swings and selling them on the side of the road, and from there built a construction business that he's had for about 40 years now that he's built almost completely word of mouth and has become really successful at it. And so I saw him you know, get up before everybody every morning and go out and work hard and pursue his dream of building a business that could provide for his family. And he did it and continues to do it to this day. And so he's been an inspiration. Ironically, he never went to college, but he made it possible for me to do that, and always be grateful for that. And it's made possible, I think, his example and his hard work has made it possible for me to do what I do now.
And that certainly is inspirational, and thanks for sharing that from a personal standpoint as well. Much appreciated. Now, also backing up just a little bit, what does the future hold for College Consensus? What should we be looking for? Anything that we should be also aware of?
Yeah, well, so we're 3 years in, and we started out ranking undergraduate colleges, and last year we started ranking online colleges and degree programs as well. And then this year we've added consensus rankings of business schools and MBA programs. And we are working on launching consensus rankings of law schools and law programs later this year. And down the road, we're looking at doing the same thing with medical schools. And so just kind of expanding our scope and range of rankings to include different subjects and degree levels. So we're excited about that. We're growing quickly, and I think it's we've got a lot of exciting things in store.
And it certainly sounds like it. And again, we thank you for joining us here today to introduce College Consensus to the audience. Before you go, and in conclusion, what's one piece of advice you would give our listeners who want to start their own business like you have?
Trust your gut. If you think you have a good idea, don't talk about it to too many people, because that can open you up to some discouragement. Find people that you trust, that you know will be honest with you. Share it with them, and then keep pushing forward. I think so much of it is about trusting your own instincts, and then finding the right people who can encourage you in that, and work with you on that. So that'd be my advice.
Certainly appreciate those concluding remarks and advice. Much appreciated. And again, for introducing College Consensus to the audience. I'm sure listeners want to know where they can get more information on College Consensus and where they could be in contact. Where's the best place online to get more information?
collegeconsensus.com.
And that's pretty simple enough. And of course, we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast to be of further assistance as well. Again, Mr. Alder, all the best. And thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Anytime. We've been speaking with Jeremy Alder, the founder of College Consensus, which provides the most accurate and comprehensive ranking of a school's reputation and quality available anywhere. And for further details, visit collegeconsensus.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.